وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the central processing system of the human being, which is the heart. Not the literal heart, rather than the metaphorical heart that Allah talks about, which is the essence of the human being, the soul of the human being. And we said if that is good, then everything good comes out of it. If that is bad, then everything bad comes out of it. And Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he classified people on three levels based on this, based on their hearts. Now, we have people in this world where no good comes out of them. Now, it doesn't matter whether they're Muslims or not Muslims. There are people who are just bad to the core. And this is what we refer to in terms of hearts, qasawatul qalb. Their hearts are hardened. At the beginning, this heart was clean, was pure, was immaculate when Allah gave it to me and you. It had the capacity to answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become enlightened, to become a source of light, that the projector of iman, if we can say that, the light and the lamp of and the lantern of iman can shine in it and from it. But if we do not listen to the call and deny this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the heart, and we go against what Allah wants it to be, then this heart, it with the shadow of darkness, will take over it and becomes hard, and will become as hard or even harder than a rock. And the Quran mentions that very clearly. Allah says, فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم. When our bala, our calamity comes their way, they would go to Allah seeking repentance. He says, but however, their hearts are hardened. وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون. And the shaitan obviously beautified their actions to them. So whatever they were doing, they were thinking that was good, because the shaitan constantly making it good for them. So Allah says, after that, no matter how hard they cry, no matter how hard they supplicate, nothing's going to get accepted because their hearts are hardened. So the dangers of the heart, it's devastating, the results. It's catastrophic in this world and in the hereafter. And in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully says, عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. These hearts, these souls, becomes locked. Meaning no good will ever come out of it. Because it's locked. Locked and there's no key. And in the hereafter, it will show, it will manifest itself, these hearts and these dark souls, in the worst of, you know, images or whatever form they will take on the day of judgment. So when we look at people here, and there are people, they kill innocent people. They murder innocent people in cold blood.
And they say, no, it was our right to defend our land, a land they themselves usurped and took by force from people, from the right owners. Do you see how that works? And then they make people rally behind them and cry for them. These are the hearts that are dark and hard in this nature. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program For Humanity. So now we understood that there are diseased and sick hearts. There are hearts that are hardened. How do we cure these hearts? Where do we go? Who are the doctors and physicians of these hearts? Now, when you want to go to a doctor if you're facing a problem, obviously you're not going to go to any doctor. You can go to a normal doctor. He might give you something that might calm the pain, or he might give you something that is, you know, it will make you feel a little bit better. But then at the end of the day, you need a doctor that knows exactly what's wrong with you and gives you the exact medication. When it comes to the hearts, we also have to go to the right people. And the physicians of the hearts in this realm, in this context, are the prophets and the imams, alayhim assalam. Because they are the ones that they know how the heart works perfectly, and they know how to treat it and with what to treat it. So from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, all the way to Sahabul Asri wa Zaman. And interestingly enough, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, when he tries to describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and how he deals with people, because the Prophet's job was to rectify people, to teach them, to purify them, to make them better human beings so they can deal with one another on a humanitarian basis. He says, طَبِيبٌ دَوَّارٌ بِطُبِّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was a physician that goes around and tries to teach people and try to cure people with his medicine. قَدْ أَحْكَمَ مَرَاهِمَهِ. He has affirmed his medicine. Not just any medicine, he has the best of medicine. وَأَحْمَى مَوَاسِمَ. And he had the best of tools. يَضَعُ مِن ذَلِكَ حَيْثُ الْحَاجَةِ إِلَيْهِ. And then he would put amongst his herbs and amongst his medicine in the right place at the right amount. You know, when you go to the doctor gives you medicine. Usually the doctor does not understand exactly how much you need. So they say, we'll start you with 5 milligrams or 1 milligram, and then we go higher and higher depending until we get to the right dose. So they don't know. As for the Prophet, no. He knows exactly how much medicine a person needs. So he is that physician that goes around and teaches people and he cures people. So if we want to cure our hearts, we have to go to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. They are the ones who know how to treat our hearts. Because like I said, treating our hearts means that I would have a better life. I will live a happy, prosperous life myself in this world and in the hereafter. And also those who live with me or amongst me, all around me, or I live amongst, will be safe from my evil deeds and my evil actions as well. So we need to go back and get our hearts checked. by going to that physician, which is Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.